Well, if you think of the traditional form of a workplace is that you needed to bring people together as a collective to perform a particular function. That model, which was sort of the mid-18th century or thereabouts, turned out to be a model that we're refusing to let go of. And yet, we have so many other options available to us in the workplace. It is absolutely ridiculous that workplaces are forcing people into collectives to get anything done, my view.
So we should be able to work from home?
Oh, well, absolutely. But, you know, we do not give our workplace permission to work from home because we are using 17th century or 18th century management techniques. We've done nothing to mature the management skills capability across anywhere in the Australian workplace or around the world for that matter. We are beholden to this idea of overlording our workplace and we are killing the effectiveness as a result.
Let's talk about bad managers.
Yes.
Poor managers, okay. I mean, we do like to give them a bit of shtick, but they deserve it. Seriously. Some of them micromanage beyond belief.
Oh, and this is it. This is the 250 years ago. The manager had the skill set and used to have to stand behind the series of workers and explain to them what to do. And that was effective because, by and large, the people coming off the farms did not have the skills and needed to be taught and explained what to do. And yet, Vicky, we still have managers that think that is what is required in their workplace today. And you know what? It's embarrassing. And yet we still do it.
So then how do we get them to change? Is it up to the managers to have specific training? Is it up to the managers to sit down with you and get a serious shellacking? Or is it up to the employees to say, no, you don't need to stand over me and tell me how to do my job?
Well, answer D, all of the above. They don't necessarily need a shellacking from me because most of them know in their hearts it doesn't work. It's just a habit of how they do things. So, for instance, you mentioned work from home. Should we allow people to work from home? The answer is yes, but what that requires is trust of your workplace. Now, that doesn't mean working from home will work for everybody. Some will not like it. Some will find it quite disjointed. Others will take advantage to the point where it won't be effective for the workplace to get some productivity levels, and the majority will find it will work well.
So if we talk about the flexibility of the workplace and if we talk about, you know, the stereotype of the young worker coming into the workplace, the stereotype is Generation Y or Generation whatever they are, they're lazy, they've had everything spoon-fed to them, they don't really want to work too hard. But then we have the older generation who have all of this excellent experience, but they are being pushed out because they're older. How can those two groups come together and learn from each other?
That's a really interesting conundrum that we have in workplaces now. By and large, Generation Y are not lazy. So this whole cliche that they're lazy, I think, is really poor form on most people. Now, the challenge for the young worker is that they've had, particularly if they've gone through university, they've had been working part-time 12 or 15 hours a day, they've had 18 or 19 hours of university time, they've had study time, and they've had this fairly disjointed approach to workplace. And yet, but what we tend to do is try and grab them and dump them straight into full-time work. And it's a bit of a culture shock. So instead, the concept I try and get my clients to embrace is this idea of a slow engagement. You say, okay, we're going to start you off on 18 hours, and over time we're going to build up to 25 to 34 until you're settled in, and we trust you, you trust us, we know it's expected, and that will work. And that allows you to have better retention rates of your younger workers because you work out if they are suitable for your workplace, if they actually have the initiative and drive you want them to have, and you can extend their hours over time as they're good for it. The alternative is the older workers, and this comes down, you know, it comes back to that complete lack of flexibility in the workplaces. It's really killing us. We are losing really good, effective, high-skilled older workers simply because we think they have to work 40 hours a week full-time. And the concept, particularly with manufacturing clients I work with, is the idea of the slow retirement, where rather than getting to the end of, you know, the 62 or 65 and they just leave the workplace, you start shrinking their hours but extend how long they work for you. So they might work until they're 70, but instead of doing a 40-hour week, they might do a 12-hour week or a 20-hour week and come and go and have flexibility to have their travel or time off or see the grandkids or whatever it happens to be. And that requires a flexibility of thinking of the management that enable the workforce to have a flexibility of how they operate to achieve the outcomes for the workplace.
Are there any workplaces that are changing Are there any workplaces that are allowing a flexible workplace, which means that people can slowly retire, or there can be slow employment into your very first job, or you are allowed to work from home? Who is doing that?
Yeah. Well, interestingly enough, it's manufacturing companies down in the sort of southeast of Melbourne, because this is an idea where I've been working with them for about 4 or 5 years. And it's across different sites, from steel manufacturing and fabrication through to IT companies, that are getting far more effective at how they allow their workforce to engage. One of the great shortages we had a while ago was in the area of boilermakers. Weren't enough boilermakers down in the manufacturing sector. And so this concept enabled a lot of the companies down there that use boilermakers to maintain that skill set. Now, it also required a mind shift in what you use that worker for. So rather than doing the heavy lifting type work, you get them to shift into a mentoring or a coaching role of a newer workplace or a newer workforce. And so they are transferring that skill far more effectively rather than it disappearing as soon as they retire. So it's taking place. It's a slow model, which is probably suitable given it's a slow engagement process, but that is starting to happen for manufacturers in particular, and they're showing some really innovative signs and some really good outcomes from it.
Interesting. Good on you, Marcus.
Thanks, Vicky. See you all.